If the audience would like to ask some questions, feel free.
Sure. Yeah. Debbie, you did mention that one of your clients decided to sell their home after 25 years of renting. So can you tell us a little bit about the tax implications, if you will? If somebody is renting, it becomes an investment property, and then they list the home with you because they decided to sell.
Right. Well, of course, I'm hesitant. I don't give tax advice to any of my clients, and I try and recommend that they go see a tax professional to get that advice. But what they'll end up having to do is recapture depreciation. There'll be some, you know, some issues that'll be involved in the sale. And if they don't do what's called a 1031 tax deferred exchange, where they can exchange out one rental property for another rental property, which many of my clients do. But if in this case, the Fontainebleau property, they ended up taking cash. They're retired. They want to travel. They want to do some things. And so they're, in fact, Indu, she said right away when she gave me the keys to the house on the day of closing, she says, well, now we're on our way to our tax person to see how much money we owe the government. So a lot of folks they're just paying the taxes. And then the tax rate is lowered with this current administration. They've lowered all the taxes, but I don't know how that will affect after the election. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. That's good to know for, you know, people who have investment property in Milpitas. Another question I have is, I know Milpitas is a fantastic community. So for people moving in, especially from East Coast, because there are still a lot of tech jobs here in the Valley. In fact, I think tech companies are actually hiring right now. So some of those people moving into Silicon Valley who know nothing about the Bay Area, Milpitas is a fantastic community to raise children. Like you said, the schools are fantastic. What about hospitals? Is there any hospital close by here in this community?
You know, on Main Street across from the library, there is a large county medical center. That would be the nearest thing that we have in Milpitas. And we do, Kaiser has some medical offices on South Milpitas Boulevard and also on Calaveras. I know that there's those there. But generally, a large hospital, you need to go into San Jose, Fremont, or Santa Clara for a large, you know, for a institute, a hospital institute. We haven't come that far in Milpitas to have its own hospital.
All right. That's really good to know. I do know a lot of people are moving in from the Boston area here to the Bay Area because of all the tech affiliation here, because Boston area also is tech oriented and there are many companies starting companies here. So from a demographic point of view, Milpitas as this beautiful city, what are the demographics? What kind of people live there?
Well, it's funny you ask. A few years ago, we in Milpitas were listed as the third most diverse community in the whole of the United States. I think we have up to 80 dialects right now in our city. When they put out the voter guides, there's tremendous amount of dialects. So we are completely diverse. But I would say that of just lately, the last maybe 2 to 5 years, what I've experienced, and I know other realtors that work, we have a breakfast meeting weekly of the group of realtors in the North Valley, Milpitas area that we get together and share what's been going on in the market. And the buyers are high tech. They're the ones that are putting $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 down. The buyer in Fontainebleau put $1 million cash down. And they're getting those from stock options, from the high tech, you know, the Cisco's, Facebook, Google, Apple. Those employees are really driving the market here. And that will drive more the changing of demographics due to that subset of buyers that are coming in. And the retirees, the sellers that are moving out to areas out of the state, like Texas, Arizona, Idaho, up north. So you are seeing a changing in the demographics, and probably in the next 3 to 5 years, that will be even more so.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So you would say that the population of Milpitas was mostly in their 40s age group?
I'd say 30s and 40s are, you see all that new building that's going on there.
All right.
The Transit Center. And that's attracting a lot of the 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we're seeing a new wave of new younger generation coming in.
That's very nice. Here's a $1 million question. I don't know if you can answer. I know it's crystal ball question. What do you think? I know Bay Area prices, especially people coming from outside the Bay Area. I work with a lot of relocation specialists who bring in people into the Valley, and the prices. Do you think it will go down after the election?
Ah, that is the $1 million question. I'll turn this off. Sorry about that. I didn't have that off. I'm going to have to say no matter how the election comes out, whether it's a Republican or Democrat that wins. I think that we're in a perfect storm here still for the next easily 3 to 5 years. The demand is high. Buyers are still affording to be able to buy the homes. Interest rates, I heard, are supposed to stay low for the next 3 to 5 years. So that should drive buyers' affordability and keep that. If you own a home, a single family detached home with a yard, we're not building any more of those. You have a unique product. And when you have a unique product, you know the price ends up going up in that. So if it's a condo, we've built a lot of condos in Milpitas, a lot of new condos. So that's going to keep the price pretty level. But a single family detached home with a yard, which is what the ultimate buyer wants, because they have dogs or cats and they've got kids and they want to be able to have that white picket fence around the front yard and call it their home. Those are very rare. And those are the homes that are going to continue to go up in value. So I think you need to distinguish what type of housing unit it is, if it's a condo versus a single family detached home. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Great. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. And these are all the questions that are prepared for the presentation. And if you have any more questions, feel free to contact Debbie. What's your contact information?
Oh, it's 408-858-5771. That's seller text.